Hare Krishna, Advaita Acharya Prabhu Ki Jai. Today, at least here in Hungary, is the appearance day of the Advaita Acharya. And who is sometimes referred to as Lord Shiva, Sarashiva, Mahavishnu, who is certainly an extraordinary tattva, a very special tattva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says that it's impossible for people to actually understand the identity of Advaita Acharya. My point was not to really discuss that today. That would be in itself a podcast, and I think I've already talked about that before. But to actually discuss a little Advaita Acharya's wonderful role in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, because he played probably the two most important roles in making the Sankirtan movement available to people at that time, and then obviously to us as well. One was praying for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, and the other one was asking Lord Chaitanya to take Sankirtan outside of Srivas Thakur's home into the public arena. Advaita Acharya was the leader of the Brahmin community, and both in Shantipur and in Navadvip. Navadvip at that time was a center of learning, as was Shantipur, but I think Navadvip was even more than that. So just like Oxford, Cambridge, Boston, and these are more or less university cities where people go to learn. And both Shantipur and especially Navadvip were like that. They were university cities. They were places of learning. However, the dominant mood there was not of Vaishnavism, but it was of Mayavad and worship of Durga Devi. And the result of that is that the students who went there, the Brahmins who went there to learn, they would go out after they learned their studies. They would go out through the rest of the country and teach what they learned, which means that they would then continue to teach Mayavad philosophy, and that was a real problem. It was bringing about a phenomenal rise of not only impersonalism but materialism and hedonism in India, especially North India. And the Vaishnavas were very distraught to see this, and especially Advaita Acharya. In his lila, although certainly very capable as Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya felt himself incapable of actually bringing about such a transition. He thought only Krishna himself is going to be able to do this. And so he began to pray. He saw that, well, he's the head of the Brahmin community, but the Brahmins aren't changing. They're just becoming more fixed in their ways and doing more and more outrageous things. So he began to pray. He worshipped the Shalagram with Ganges water and Tulsi leaf, because both Ganges and Tulsi, Ganga is flowing there in Navadvip. And prayed for the Lord to actually appear. Of course, this is Leela. This is pastime, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was destined to appear. But as in the world, everything has cause and effect. So for purpose of their pastimes, there's also a reason why he's appearing. And he's appearing at the cost, at the call of Advaita Acharya. So this was one very integral role that Advaita Acharya played in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is that he's the cause. He's known as the cause and respected as the cause of the Lord's advent. The second is that once the Lord had already appeared, first as Nimai Pandit, for the first 16 years, he was a scholar just like the others, and with the same type of non-devotional trend. But once he met Ishvara Puri and received initiation of Gaya, then he changed. He became a changed person. He became a great Vaishnava. And as such, they started to do Kirtan, Sankirtan in Shiva's Thakur's home, who was already devotee. He, the Advaitacharya and other Vaishnavas would already meet either in Shiva's Thakur's home or Advaitacharya's home, discussing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, doing Kirtan, but they were a minority and even they felt persecuted. So that continued. The Kirtan began and continued in Shiva's Thakur's home, but this time with the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and because Lord Chaitanya had appeared, many of his other eternal associates started to also come and participate. Of course, most notable was Lord Nityananda. And people began to wonder, well, what's going on? What's all this noise about? It became a concern for the materialistic Brahmins, who started to hear that there are these spiritual activities going on in the house of Shivas, and they worried that that would compromise their standing, that everyone would start to think Nimai Pandit has become such a great saint, and they would all flock to him. And what he was doing was certainly not what they were doing. They weren't staying up at night chanting Hare Krishna, and that therefore they would lose their following and their influence, which means that they would make less money. Ultimately, that's what it came down to, money, unfortunately. And so there were even some attempts to discredit Shiva's Thakur. Gopal Chapal was one person who did that, and he was to pay very dearly for that later on by getting leprosy. Still, the kirtan continued unabated until one day there was this Mahaprakash, one of the most exciting and wonderful pastimes of Navadvipa, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself to all of his devotees as the Supreme Lord, and not just made a simple declaration, but hour after hour he revealed different pastimes, identities of incarnations, Krishna, relationships with devotees, and in each case asking them, ask for a boon, ask for a boon. He was blessing them that they could ask for whatever they wanted. A real, real wonderful event. Wouldn't it be wonderful to participate and to see Lord Chaitanya in such a munificent mood? And it was a turning point. Obviously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aware of that. And there was great kirtan going on. At that time, Advaitacharya and Chaitanya Bhagavat described that he was sort of dancing in the mood of a gopi. Then it came his turn, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his Shyamasundara form to Advaitacharya, and also disclosed to all the devotees that Advaitacharya was the cause of his appearance. He said that, yes, Naru has called me, and I came because he called, that I was sleeping in the ocean of milk, which is referring to Shirodakshaya Vishnu, since all incarnations appear in the universe through Shirodakshaya Vishnu. I was sleeping in the ocean of milk, and he called me, and therefore I came, and now I've come. And that which was Advaitacharya had already sort of figured out who Nimai Pandit was, but now he was making that declaration himself personally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, I'm come, I'm here, you called me. So it was a very emotional, ecstatic time. And then finally Lord Chaitanya said, now you ask for a boon. The devotees all were asking for boons of pure devotional service. That's what the devotees ask for. They didn't ask for anything else other than, let us just live in the association of devotees and have your pure devotional service, whether it's in the spiritual world, in the material world, or as immaterial. These are the only things that we ask for. And Lord Chaitanya would say, Tathastu, so be it, so be it. And when it came to Dvaitacharya, he asked him, please, don't keep the Sankirtan movement in your house or in the house of Srivas Thakur. He said, take it out to everyone publicly. You appeared to disseminate the Yuga Dharma. How will the Yuga Dharma spread if it's just kept in the house of one man amongst devotees who are already converted and convinced? So Lord Chaitanya became very ecstatic at this, and he said, yes, so from now on, we will take the Sankirtan movement out on the streets. And of course, that had so many consequences, and Lord Chaitanya then began to, for so many years in Navadvip, do Harinam on the streets. It came into conflict with the Kaji, who then became also a Vaishnava. And of course, at a certain point, Lord Chaitanya then left for Puri. But these two very important events are connected with Advaitacharya, the Lord's appearance, and his publicizing, taking the Sankirtan movement out to the public, out to us. And it's a time to thank Advaitacharya for that, pray to him to be an instrument in his hands so that we can also help in spreading the Sankirtan movement and actually becoming worthy objects of this Krishna prema and pure chanting of Krishna's holy names, which by Advaitacharya's grace, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has freely made available to everyone. So let's pray to Advaitacharya Prabhu today. Let's thank him and let's remember him and really make the best use of what we've got, this holy name of the Lord and pure devotional service, because that will really be thanking him. Hare Krishna.